This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the attackers set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing late Saturday. One witness says everyone near the bomb was killed. The Islamic State group's affiliate in Afghanistan claims responsibility for the blast, killing at least 63. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Spain says a Spanish rescue boat with 107 migrants in the southern Mediterranean can sail to Spain and disembark its passengers. Italy's interior minister told the Open Arms ship to leave Italian waters and go to Spain. A spokeswoman for Open Arms says the organization is not willing to sail to Spain given the emergency situation that they are experiencing on the boat. For more on this story and all of the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Security was heightened and arrests made at